Veggie Tales. Yes, you've got to make the list. So, I missed it. Say it again. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I mean, it's so fun, though, too, isn't it? I mean, it's a shame. It's make-believe. It's a shame. What do you have? Luke. Oh, Christmas tree. Oh, that's it's almost so majestic it should be real, doesn't it? Oh, Christmas tree. I mean, it should be real, but it's make-believe. Okay.
Do you know what I hear?
Do you? I don't know what you hear. What do you hear?
Do you know what I hear?
No, what do you hear?
Do you?
Do I know what you hear? I don't know what you hear. What do you hear? Oh, I know. It's a nice song. You did terrific. I was just fooling with you. So there's real and there's make-believe. Now, real is what really happened. Jesus actually came. He was God and he became man. Amazing. How can you squeeze God down into a little baby like the little baby we dedicated today? And yet, God became man. You see, make-believe is pretend. And I enjoy a lot of pretend stuff. But real actually really happened. It's the real McCoy. Like, you guys, if you pinch yourself, you're real. You're not make-believe. You're the real thing. Now, sometimes real and make-believe are thrown so closely together that it's sometimes hard to figure out which one's real and which one's make-believe. But what you sang about today was real. That God became man and that Jesus came and lived amongst us. Why? So we can be part of God's forever family. That's not make-believe. That's real. Now, many people, this time of year is the time of year that they celebrate the narrative story about Christ's birth found in the Bible. This is the time many people do it. And it's a wonderful time of year. Do you know there are some people who don't believe that story? Or they choose not to. They don't want to believe that Jesus was actually born. But on the other hand, they don't want to miss the party. Christmas is a big party, and they don't want to miss it. And so you know what they do? Well, they have cleverly invented stories. Ah, with happy songs and jolly people that they celebrate. Side by side, next to honest folks like you who sing and rejoice about the birth of Christ. Now, why would anyone choose not to believe the birth of Christ? Well, I can't tell you the whole story, but I will tell you that faith, and that's what it takes to believe in God, faith is kind of a journey. There are some people who see all around everything you see, and yet they don't seem to understand or don't seem to believe the truth about Jesus. And there's other people that when they hear the story about Jesus, something lights up inside of them, and they say, that's real. I want that. I want Jesus in my life. Well, it doesn't take a lot of intelligence to know that Jesus actually died on the cross and came and lived for us, but died for our sins. But knowledge alone isn't enough. See, we know the stories, but we know the stories about make-believe things too. So just knowing the story isn't good enough. What we really need to do is to act on the knowledge we have. We need to accept Jesus as a free gift of eternal life. And we need to turn from wrongdoing, and then we need to start living for Jesus. That's called being born again. So there's some action to our faith. So we accept Christ's free gift of eternal life, we turn from our sin, and we begin living for Jesus. This is a wonderful thing to do. Now, did you know that the shepherds? I saw some shepherds here tonight. Ah, there's a shepherd. I saw a shepherd here tonight. It's actually two of you. And they saw things that other people didn't see. Or apparently they not only saw, but they really saw. They understood that this was something magnificent. Now, they not only saw, but they believed. See, that's the difference. Some people can see. But these shepherds believed, and they demonstrated it by running to see what the angels had told them. So they were out tending their sheep like nobody's business. The angel says, baby Jesus is in Bethlehem. They run across to Bethlehem to see what had been seen. But the angel had told them, there was some faith, there was some action behind it. And then, after they saw the Christ child there in the manger, they went and told everybody in Bethlehem, hey, guess what I've seen? Guess what I've seen? Guess what I heard? Guess what I saw? Oh, it's amazing. The Christ child was born. I mean, they put actions to their faith. That's what faith is. Faith speaks of actions. So, though there was great anticipation all over the then known world for that a Messiah would come, very few people had heard, very few people had seen, very few people, if any, acted on that faith, except for these shepherds. Well, and then, not everybody likes shepherds. Can you believe it? Not everybody likes shepherds. Yeah, shepherds had kind of you heard about them smelling something downwind. Well, shepherds kind of were like that. You know, they'd go in and ask for a Pepsi, and the lady behind the counter says, hold it, man, you guys need to go take a bath first. I can already serve you guys. Anyway, shepherds had a reputation of being, I was trying to think of a kind word, smelly, nasty. They had a poor reputation. Disgusting. Sorry about that. Shepherds were disgusting people. And yet, it was to these kind of disgusting people that the great appearance of the Messiah was shown, the heavenly phenomena. In other words, somebody may say to you, you're not much. They might put you down, say, look at you. But God often picks the lowly things to and exalt them to high. And so he picked lowly shepherds and showed them what all the other people didn't get to see. Now us magi, yep, that's who I am, a wise guy. Us magi, wise guys, we're something similar to the shepherds. Not everybody liked us. In fact, when we went to Jerusalem to find the Christ child, Herod, the king of the Jews, he didn't like us at all. I could definitely tell I wasn't on his most favored list. And so we got out of there as fast as we could. Much similar to shepherds, there was some sense of disdain. Sometimes we're not highly thought of. Sometimes you might not be highly thought of for standing for Jesus. But that's okay. That's all right. Because you can see what others may not see. What the shepherds saw. What we as wise men saw. You saw the truth about Jesus. You see, Scripture says that some people's eyes had eyes but couldn't see. Some people had ears, but couldn't hear. So everybody around couldn't hear or couldn't see what was actually going on. Now, I expected when I was in Jerusalem, and I told them we were looking for the Christ child, that all the religious people in Jerusalem would come following after us to find the Christ child. In fact, the Jews in Jerusalem even knew where the Christ child was to be born. We didn't even know that, but they did. They said, in Bethlehem of Judea. And so off we went to Bethlehem, expecting a whole bunch of people behind us. But there wasn't. It was just us. And we went, and we found the Messiah. Now, what that means is we all have choices. You and I and your parents and your friends and your brothers and sisters all have choices. Some choose to view Jesus' birth as a fairy tale or just make-believe, similar to Mickey Mouse. I like Mickey Mouse, but he's not Jesus. But it's a nice fairy tale. But others choose, like the shepherds and the wise men, to acknowledge that Jesus is God and then to act on it. It's our decision to believe it and to act upon it. Well, what about you boys and girls, and moms and dads, and brothers and sisters? I hear your pastor was 8 years old when he invited Jesus into his heart and invited Jesus to become his Lord and Savior. I don't know what took him so long. I mean, you don't have to wait till you're 8 years old. You can do that much sooner. Or you can do that later. But the key is to do it as soon as possible. Well, this morning, before I go, I thought we might want to pray and invite Jesus into our lives. Maybe this is the day you want to say, I don't believe in fairy tales. I believe in real. And I believe Jesus actually is the King of the universe. And I want him in my life. Well, we're going to have the ushers dim the lights. And in a moment, we're just going to pray. And everybody here can join us in a simple prayer of inviting Jesus Christ into our heart. Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer. Go ahead. Yes. Heavenly Father, maybe you can pray after me. Heavenly Father, thank you for sending your Son, Jesus, to come into the world to take my sin so I could become part of the family of God. I accept that free gift today and purpose to live for you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, that's the first key to the beginning of the rest of your life. What an exciting day! And you guys were awesome too.